Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno, the first of this year's annual reviews, is with Karen Rollo, the Executive Manager of Netball Northern Ireland. It's worth remembering we recorded this ahead of the latest round of COVID updates. More information, visit netballni.org for the latest. Here we are, as always, really pleased to speak to Karen Rollo from Netball Northern Ireland.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, Andy. Lovely to chat with you.
Why don't we start, first of all, with one of the biggest impacts, I suppose, and membership. How did that affect you?
Membership, I think we've been reasonably fortunate with our membership. Obviously, a membership package isn't just around the ability to play netball, it's everything else that comes with that. And I suppose we recognised early on in the pandemic that being an indoor team sport, that it would be a struggle for us to get back to, I suppose, what we class as normal netball, and therefore the impact that would have on our members who primarily see us as there to support their training and their domestic competition. So from very early on, we've been focused on what do we offer our members in terms of their full package that sits outside being actually able to play, and trying to be a bit more creative and innovative with how we offer those things. So, you know, obviously we have our qualification courses, our CPD courses, our merchandise, our access to our athletes, all those sorts of things. But being able to move things online and make them more accessible and make sure that we were still readily available to support clubs in things that they do off court around upskilling their volunteers and their officials and their coaches, around having a club development plan, around looking at perhaps the, you know, the mental health and welfare side of things. So I suppose we made a real conscious effort to have that message with our members. We did have a club forum in the summertime when usually we would have nothing really happening from a domestic netball perspective. It was so well attended. People were really wanting to hear from us and to see what we were doing. And we talked passionately then, I suppose, around what our membership means to us as an organisation. Not only, I suppose, from the income that they give us to help us run our business, which we absolutely couldn't do without, it is a substantial portion of our income, but also just their support and the profile that they give us around what they're doing within their own clubs and around what they're doing individually. So from a membership perspective, we did launch a campaign supported by Netball Europe with the other home nations, and essentially it was around that together we are netball and that our members are the future of netball. Without them and without them paying their affiliation fee, netball as they know it won't be here, or certainly Netball Northern Ireland as they know it wouldn't be here. And ours was very well received. We launched the campaign just after our AGM in September, when we would normally be going out for our senior affiliations in that month. And I have to say, our senior members have really supported us. You know, we probably are sitting with around 70% of our senior members have reaffiliated. And then just after that, we went out with our juniors. We didn't massively push on our juniors at this stage. But after Christmas, we will be, you know, we will be asking for all of those to come in. And certainly our junior affiliations at the minute are sitting probably at around 50% of what they would be. And we're reasonably happy with that. Obviously, we did anticipate that not everyone would renew, and not everyone has the financial capability to renew right now. Obviously, there are so many things that are uncertain for families, and sometimes an affiliation like ours does need to take a back seat. But really pleased with the support that we've had. And we actually just had a club meeting with our members as well and talked around our return to play again, you know, second time back, and what we anticipate that will look like. And I suppose from our perspective, our membership affiliation runs from September to September. So we still have time to support with the training, with the domestic competition element of that membership package. And we're very confident that we'll have some sort of competition up and running and completed before September next year.
Different countries and nations are at different stages, and that's always going to be tricky to manage, I suppose. So where are you at the minute?
Yeah, so we've had ups and downs, as you say. We're never really sure where we're going next, and we are, we try to plan for every scenario. But I suppose then, when our executive make an announcement, we are reacting to that. We recognise that there may be very limited netball between now and perhaps the middle or end of January, but that we are absolutely ready to come back whenever the opportunity arises. And that we know we have the mitigations and the safety measures in place for when we're given the go-ahead to return, that we are confident in what we are saying that people can and can't do, and the implications of returning to play, and how cautious we need to be around social distancing and hygiene practices, that we're confident that when we're allowed to come back safely.
Yeah, you'll definitely have plan A, B, C, D right through the alphabet then, I expect.
Yeah, we do. And I suppose it was the point of our meeting with our club was really just to reiterate that message. We've sent over 20 emails out regarding the updated situation with COVID and where we are. But obviously sometimes you just want to hear that from someone and you want to have the conversation. So last night was the opportunity for clubs to ask questions around that, and to see what are scenarios, what is plan A, plan B, plan C. And thankfully we have a committed group of volunteers within our participation committee who do facilitate the running of our domestic competitions. So they're working hard behind the scenes to assess really what clubs feel they are comfortable to return to. So for instance, clubs might have said, oh, we're entering three teams into the leagues this year, when actually now that they've had the chance to, review their situation and see the implications that that has for their players who maybe own their own businesses and can't risk having a period of isolation, so they maybe reduce that to two teams entering the league for this year and things. So our participation committee are working around that, and we will have league structures and fixtures ready to go as and when we're allowed to do that.
It seems to have hit all NGBs. I mean, there is that donation on the homepage, but as executive manager, have you had to have, I suppose, tricky conversations with partners, or like many, have they been really keen to keep on board and stay involved?
Yes, there definitely has been some challenging conversations. I suppose my main aim is, as much as I love my sport and I'm very passionate about my sport, I need to keep the doors open on our business, and I need to make sure that we're still there as an option,
Yeah, realistic.
For our members to play. So I think I sort of have two hats on, really. I am a player, I am an umpire, I am a coach, I am a fan. But ultimately, we are a business. We need to maintain the security of the business, and we need to look after our staff where we can as well. So there have been some challenging conversations with stakeholders and funders around what we can and can't deliver. We have been really well supported by Sport Northern Ireland, who are our key funder, and they have supported all the NGBs this year. They have paid out the funding that they said they would, and they have been supporting us in terms of what is realistic in terms of delivery of our KPIs. They have given us a bit of breathing space as well. We should be at the end of our 4-year cycle with them and looking towards the next 4 years, but they've obviously recognised the landscape that we're in, so have extended the current programme by a year. So we know that we can maintain the core business for another year, but the core business isn't everything that we do. So unfortunately, we do have some staff who we know that there is no funding there for them following March. So we've had those conversations with those staff, and we're looking internally as to how we can support preserving the delivery that we have, and maintaining the staff that we have. We do have a very passionate and committed bunch within our staff team who are determined to find a way to keep us all here, and to make sure that we are delivering a quality service to the people that want it. But ultimately, we need to be affordable as well, and recognise that the people we want playing netball and to expand our reach, we can't price ourselves out of the market either. There are a number of sports out there who can provide services free of charge, and unfortunately, we're not going to be in that position. So it's around creating value in what we are delivering, and having people want to pay for that service, but definitely feel that they're getting value for money. So certainly some challenging conversations, from a funding and a staffing perspective. But again, I have to say, we've been not only Sport and I, but we've two key partners who have been really supportive of us. And one has been our kit supplier, who are Cookery, recognising that we potentially can't meet our side of the bargain this year. And they have been very open and honest with us around what they can support us with. And that's been really, really positive. And we're really happy where we are with them right now. And I suppose the other one is Netball UK. They've been a partner of ours now for the last couple of years, and we've just actually renewed our partnership with them and indeed extended it as well. And we do have a great relationship with them, and obviously they're a committed team of netballers too, who just want to grow our sport and make sure that we sustain ourselves. So it's been great to have their continued confidence in what we're doing, and yeah, it's been nice to have those sorts of conversations.
We've got 2020 out the way, so how do you see 2021 and the importance of the Warriors really in the Super League when we get underway? I mean, they're going to shape rhinos, and personally, I'm delighted that there's a present at one of my favourite franchises too.
Yeah, so 2021, everyone, I suppose, is sort of saying things with a wee bit of touch wood and a wee bit of caution, but I am quite positive around 2021. I think everyone has missed netball so much that everyone is really excited to get back and will do whatever they can to make sure they get back. So from a participation perspective in Northern Ireland, certainly we would normally see netball finish in around April time and not really have much club activity again until August, when they're looking at pre-season. You know, we do have summer events, but it's more from a social side of players, or it is more, I suppose, from an education perspective. But certainly I would anticipate and fully expect that we will have our clubs active right through whatever period of time they can get next year. So if we don't get back to match play or training until February or March time, I really don't see a summer break for clubs. I think they'll be so happy get back that they will continue right through. From a VNSL perspective, we're absolutely delighted to have so many of our Warrior athletes involved, both at that level and at NPL. So we launched our strategy, as you know, in September, and the five-year plan included having 8 athletes in a VNSL franchise. So within 3 months of launching that, we have 6 there, and we have the further 3 involved in the NPL side of things. So absolutely delighted with that. And to the point where, you know, Dan was interviewed last week for the Belfast Telegraph here in Northern Ireland about the importance of having those athletes in that high performance environments pretty much full time. We're not in a position in Northern Ireland to have our own franchise at this point. So to have our players be looked for and be signed and be targeted by those franchises, amazing. And the experiences that they have and that conditioning to being part of that setup for such a long period of time throughout the season and playing at that level week in and week out and training at that intensity week in and week out and bringing those experiences back from the franchises to our squad training is invaluable. It's something that we've been pushing for a number of years. And obviously we have some athletes who have been in the setup for a while, but to see the new faces coming in, the players are certainly deserving of it. They are at that level. They are able to play on that stage. And certainly we can't wait to see a lot of them in action. And I think it's certainly recognised across Northern Ireland in terms of our profile and in terms of our members being able to actually support some netball right now. I was on a meeting with our Warrior squads on Sunday night, and those players give their heart and soul to netball. They're so committed, but they really embrace the situation and they love knowing that the Northern Ireland fans are behind them. And certainly that's what our membership and our fan base do. They get behind our Warrior athletes time and time again. I think there might be a few split loyalties given that we are across so many franchises, but as you say, there's such a level within Leeds Rhinos that we're all really interested to see what that turns out like, and we can't wait to see them take the court.
The fact that they're all at different clubs, it's going to be an advantage because of the different mindset
Yeah, totally. I think we really embrace the fact that they're across so many franchises. They'll have similar but different experiences, so similar in terms of they are in that high performance setup. You know, they are in that day-to-day activity and they know what they have to do. And they're bringing that work ethic, I suppose, back to our Warrior squad, and indeed our emerging Warrior squad, and our younger athletes look up to those guys. And they know it's achievable now to be picked up by a franchise and to be working at that level. And you're right, they'll experience different things in terms of how their coaches deliver sessions, in terms of the culture within those clubs, and that's all great, and you know, widening their experience for whenever it comes to our international setup.
Have you sorted out a pass to Rhinos yet? Has Dan sorted you out a nice little gold VIP? Well, I think the pair of us will have to get onto him in the new year for that, when we eventually can get to go to the games.
Oh, I know. Like, I know, obviously, Super League will look different this year, and it is something that we're really conscious of, because obviously we, from an international perspective, we need access to our athletes, and there are stuff planned that we need them to be available for, but we don't want to do anything to jeopardise the running of Super League, because we know how important it is, not only for the franchises themselves, but for netball in this country. Do you know, we need something to hold on to. We need something to get excited about. We need something to watch. And I really hope that everything goes to plan for the Super League, and certainly we'll be supporting it as much as we can across all the franchises, obviously with a key eye on the ones that have our Warrior athletes and Dan involved.
What's the latest on international plans? I mean, I know they've been put back, but hopefully when are the next internationals?
Yeah, well, for us, actually, this is probably, other than our squad finding out on Sunday night, and then I suppose our club members last night, you're the next to find out. The timing of these calls is always good. So we have secured test match competition for the month of March. So we are obviously looking at those bye weekends within the Super League calendar. We completely understand why those bye weekends are in there. We know there may be rescheduling fixtures. We know there's a lot of travel for the athletes, and we are conscious of their loading. So that's something that Dan has been taking into serious consideration while we've been planning our tests. But ultimately, for Northern Ireland, we need to think about us. We need to make sure that we do qualify for the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. We know we are sitting in an 11th position right now, which is slightly precarious. And we want to set our stall out and make sure that we are secure both in the June cutoff for the rankings and then the November qualification for Commonwealth Games. So yeah, we will have test matches on court in Northern Ireland in March.
Brilliant. Quick message to Netball Northern Ireland members. Thank you for getting everybody through it.
Yeah, hugely, massively appreciative of their support and their patience throughout this year. Certainly within Northern Ireland, we do get a lot of feedback from our members, and we appreciate it all, you know, whether that's telling us that they think we're doing a good job, or whether that's saying, actually, we'd like to know a wee bit more about this, or could you have done this slightly differently? It all really helps us improve. Ultimately, we're not going to achieve our aims of growing participation, of becoming a top 8 netball nation, of, you know, upskilling our workforce, if we're not delivering what our members want us to do. So we are really grateful for the support that they've given us and for sticking with us. That's right. And definitely we're all very excited about what 2021 brings.
Karen, just want to say thanks to you and the team there, and have a safe Christmas and New Year.
And thanks very much, Andy. Same to yourself.
That was recorded ahead of the latest round of COVID updates over in Northern Ireland. You can find out more online, netballni.org.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland, and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.